Call the meeting of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission to order. Welcome to the folks in the room. It's the April 5, 2019 regular meeting. The first item on the agenda is 1A, Commissioner's Discussion. Who would like to make some comments? Anybody on the left? Commissioner Thorburn.
It's spring, so it's field time, and like to talk a little bit about some waterfowl counts that the department participates in with partners, including Ducks Unlimited and Turnbull National Wildlife Refuge. This is originally started as a five-year project, Road Transects and Flights, to count waterfowl from February to April to get a better understanding of the use of our prairie potholes over on the east side in the Pacific Flyway. It's a real important stopover area for our waterfowl that are moving north, this is year three or four. We've had really different years. It was started during the severe tail end of the drought, so we didn't have a lot of water in the potholes and ponds. And we went through a really heavy winter when the vernal pond stayed wet all year round. And then this year, with our ponds open when it first started in February and then completely frozen for 6 weeks, which kind of held up the waterfowl. We were going, what the heck is going on here and where are they? They were all sitting down in the Columbia on I-84. But once it opened up, things just poured in huge numbers. I was saying, I think we've got every northern pintail in the entire flyway sitting in our shrub step right now. It was quite amazing. But I think my sense is our wildlife are feeling a real urgency that there was a delay to spring starting. And so they poured in all species and then poured out. So things are moving pretty quickly. But it's a fun project to participate in and see the difference in migratory behavior as the weather changes and the water abundance changes. I think it has a lot. It tells us a lot about response to climate change as well. So it's been a real interesting project, one that I always look forward to during spring field season. And this year's been really interesting.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Anyone on the right? Very good. That takes care of that for this morning. Meeting minute approval. Mr. Thorburn.
I move to approve the meeting minutes of the, what was the date of the teleconference? Thanks. I didn't pull them up, or I can get it.
March 15th.
Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission March 15th teleconference meeting as submitted.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, Commissioner Smith seconds. That's any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same? Same sign. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Thorburn. We now are on committee reports. Would you like to?
Sure. So we had the Wildlife Committee meeting this morning, and I would like to thank all of the public and staff who attended, along with the three committee members who are Barbara Baker, Jay Holtzmiller, and me, and also two other commissioners, Dave Graybill and what's your face down there?
Yeah.
Don McIsaac, who joined us, and as I said, a number of staff and public. We got an update. Well, we're doing the game rules today. It's the second year of our three-year pamphlet. The staff's been working on that. We had quite a bit of public involvement at our hearings at the last meeting. So there were some adjustments as a result of finalizing counts, as well as some adjustments in response to what we heard in the Spokane meeting. So we went over those and talked about some of the other issues that came up in the Spokane meeting. And then we turn to a topic that's kind of out there in the Western United States that we're looking at in the Wildlife Committee, and we'll probably want to take a have a discussion at some point in the commission as well, and that is hunting contests. And we had a very robust discussion, I think. This was our first on the issue of hunting contests. We do have in Washington state law and our regulations that govern hunting contests. We heard several different perspectives on the issue. As I said, this is a discussion to be continued, because it is something that other Western states are looking at, as well as people and organizations here in Washington State. So we want to kind of stay ahead of the issue. So, fellow committee members, did I leave anything out?
Thank you, Commissioner Ferber. I'd like to announce that Commissioner Barbara Baker is taking over as chair of the Big Tent Committee as of yesterday, and she has a report and a few words of wisdom for us.
No wisdom, just a report. The Big Tent Committee met yesterday. We had it was an open meeting. Members of the public were there. We spent quite a bit of time getting to know our new our public affairs director in the agency. Her name's Carrie McCausland. She gave us a good overview of some very exciting changes that she will be making. She has both an opportunity and a curse in that she's almost going to have a new team, as we have attrition through people retiring. So we welcome Carrie, and I think we all really enjoyed hearing what she has to say. We all then went to We then went to a discussion of that next year is going to be the 25th anniversary of the merger of fisheries and game, and to make our new agency, which is Department of Fish and Wildlife, and we talked a little bit about how we can commemorate that. Just barely starting that planning. Then we spent the bulk of the meeting talking about the issue that I'm very excited about, which is our strategic plan. We talked about, we went all through this through whether we should start with a very long range vision, a 25 to 50 year vision of where this department should be headed, or do we do a smaller, more specific strategic plan, whether we have a long-term funding plan in that, whether we throw everything aside and start over. I think what we decided is that what we need to do is quit talking about it and start doing it. This was when we asked for comments, this was shorthand version of what the director had to say, which is that we do seem to talk about the same things over and over and over and have been doing it since probably forever. We currently don't have a specific strategic plan. We do have the result of a ton of work that was done by the agency in response to a legislative proviso a couple of years ago. So we have a very good foundation for where we start. So we're going to be working on developing a plan to come up with a plan. We've asked that it be submitted or discussed at the next meeting. And I think we decided that we want everything from our mission statement to the budget allotments in detail to work together and to have all of us understand those documents, participate both out in the public and with the agency and with the commission, to some extent with the governor's office, to have it all fit together and work well together. So that's what we did.
One of the things that I would like to see the Big Tent Committee do is change the name.
I do. Okay.
Because I was on it some years ago, and if anybody in the audience has a new name for it, write it down and give it to Barbara, for starters. Thank you, Barbara. Yesterday, we had a fish committee, which I chair. We had two items. The first item that we covered was South Sound, Area 11 and 13, Dungeness crab and spot shrimp. And I won't go into a lot of detail, but those abundances have dropped off significantly. Staff gave us a briefing on what they've done, what they intend to do. They've basically closed those fisheries to try and rebuild those stocks. Don't know exactly what the cause is, whether it's water flow, temperature, any number of things. It was a good start at it. We hope to hear more. Anybody else on that have anything about that they want to say on the committee? The second one was Willapa Bay, and it was a briefing relative to the action we're going to take tomorrow on any changes, if any, on the Willapa Bay policy. And Chad Herring did a great job, and we'll take that up tomorrow and go from there. So I thank him. Anyone else on that? Bob, Don, anybody have any thoughts? Okay. All right. Thank you. And I must have forgot about one committee. The Columbia River Policy Review Committee. Commissioner McIsaac would like to speak. 2 minutes, Commissioner McIsaac.
Mr. Chairman, I'll try to cut this down to less than an hour if I can.
Well, I'd plug you.
This is the March 14th meeting of the Joint State Columbia River Policy Review Committee, so some report to this body is appropriate under the Open Public Meetings Act. And there is a written summary of this meeting that's available on our website under this agenda item, so I'm not going to go ahead and read through this. But I'd like to thank Mertice Dobler and Ryan Lothrop for putting together the meeting summary notes that you can all read at your leisure. Let me just bring up a couple of points. One of them is the matter of public testimony at this particular committee meeting, which had not been allowed due to a concern about time impacts. And now that we've passed the urgency of the 2019 concurrency, the committee was in favor of allowing public testimony at future meetings as we take on the 2020 and beyond long-term matters. And also, we're encouraging and allowing written public testimony. We briefed the Oregon colleagues on the committee about the Spokane meeting. And the Oregon folks talked about the Oregon process coming up. They were going to meet the next day in mid-March to consider temporary rules, and permanent rules could not be done until there was further notice. So they're going to meet on June 7th. They did task their director with adopting a temporary rule to make barbless hooks voluntary if necessary to achieve concurrency with any rules adopted by Washington and joint Oregon and Washington waters. With regard to 2020 and beyond, I won't go into the alternatives. You can read those at your leisure that were either added, dropped, or prioritized of the 15 different policy issues and 10 policy sub-options. The bulk of the meeting was all about those. And at the end, the committee asked the staff to provide a detailed written description of each policy alternative, option, or sub-option, and if it had been deprioritized out, to explain the rationale why, so that folks could understand why that would be the case. The next committee meeting is scheduled for June 5th on the front shoulder of the Oregon meeting, Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting. Be glad to let either of the other two commissioners here who were present add to that.
No, Don, I think you did a nice summary. Thanks.
Mr. Holzfeller. I need to apologize because I was glancing ahead. on the barb list, what did you just say?
What I said was that the Oregon Commission, when they got together to consider what to do, said they would discuss their permanent rules on June 5th. But in the meantime, to achieve concurrency with Washington in joint waters of Oregon and Washington, that their director was given the authority to pass a temporary rule if needed to achieve concurrency with the state of Washington. So this is in Washington and Oregon concurrent waters.
Okay.